This is Papa and Mama's bedroom. They liked this room because it caught the morning sun and the breeze off the Gulf of Mexico. That net over the bed kept the mosquitoes off at night because the windows didn't have screens in those days. That's Mama's picture over the fireplace. I think she was very beautiful, don't you? That is Papa's candy box on the mantel below Mama's picture. He always brought candy home for us, but liked to play tricks. Libby says when she got tall enough to reach the box on the mantel, he just raised it higher. Mama grew up in Houston. She and Papa were married in Massachusetts. He was 25 years old and she was 21. When we moved into this house, they had been married for 10 years. With four children and this huge house to look after, Mama was busy all the time, but never too busy for us or for Papa. Even though Mama's life centered around her family, she still found time for her own interests. She was a wonderful photographer and, like me, loved to go horseback riding at our ranches. She was also interested in family history, an interest she passed to me. She was active in several clubs, and just about every Tuesday that I can remember, our house was filled with her friends calling on her at home. Papa was born in Fairfield, Texas, between Houston and Dallas, but got to Galveston as soon as he could. He was 1 year old when grandfather and grandmother moved to Galveston. Papa went to school in Virginia and at the University of Texas. He even studied in Germany for a year. When he was 21, he joined his father in his business. He was a big help to grandfather because he expanded the family bank, started an insurance company, bought ranches and a newspaper, a whole chain of hotels, and a printing company. Papa played as hard as he worked. He was passionate about physical fitness and exercised regularly. He loved to fish and duck hunt and often took William and Shern with him. Sometimes he took important politicians and businessmen on those trips and made business deals in a duck blind or fishing hole. He often said that business was like a game to him, so it's no surprise that he also enjoyed a good game of cards.